In the name of the Lord Jesus, we'll continue with our studies.
刚才我们已经谈到基督来成全救恩。
Just now we talk about Christ fulfilling the salvations.
那么按照神的旨意所预定的。
According to the promise of God.
按照神的应许。
According to His promise.
那么基督呢，只要成为大卫的子孙。
That Jesus Christ will be the descendant of David. 现在我们看一节圣
经，看这个罗马书第一章。
Let's turn to the book of Romans, chapter 1.
罗马书第一章。罗马书第一章第二节。
Verse 2.
罗马书第一章第二节。
Romans chapter 1 verse 2.
说这福音是神从前借众先知在圣经上所应许的。
That the gospel he promised beforehand through prophet and holy scriptures.
这个圣经就是旧约圣经了。
And this holy scriptures refers to Old Testament.
所以旧约圣经里头记载的是神的应许和神的预备。
Therefore, the Old Testament, what it has recorded is God's promise and God's preparations.
那他的预备是什么呢？第三节。
What is its preparation? It's written in verse 3.
他就论到这个他的儿子，我主耶稣基督，按肉体说是从大卫后裔生的。
And it talks about his son, who is the descendant of David.
所以一直从亚伯拉罕的子孙，大卫的后裔。耶稣基督。
Therefore, it's from Abraham, the descendant of Abraham, David, and Jesus.
那么主耶稣降生呢，他就成为大卫的后裔。
After when Jesus Christ is descended, he becomes the descendant of David.
所以犹太人呢，当到那个时候呼喊主的是基督的时候，他说大卫的子孙呢。
So Jews, when they call to Christ, you will call him the son of David.
所以当时他们就呼喊大卫的子孙耶稣啊，可怜我吧。
And they will cry out, sons of David, have mercy on me.
这个就是旧约的预备和应许。
So this is the preparation of Old Testament's promise.
那么主耶稣来了，成全救恩，记得在四福音，四福音了，进到四福音。
Now, when Jesus come and he fulfill his salvations, they are recorded in the four gospels.
所以从马太福音的第一段
From Matthew chapter 1,
旧约的预备浓缩成为这一小段。
Matthew chapter 1 is a summary of the plan of salvations.
这一小段太重要，太精要了。
And that chapter is in fact very precious.
把整本旧约啊，神都预备的，就是这么精要的把它记在这里。
And it epitomizes the very important plan of salvation in just one chapter.
实在很伟大，但是这个我没有时间去讲，因为这里头要看到神预备的这个伟大工程啊，是我们还有很多没有很多时间来谈啊。
And because of the constraint of time, we cannot go into detail to talk about the great work of his salvation.
我看说整本圣经最精要的就是这一段。
The whole book of Bible, the most important part that pertains to salvation lies in this chapter.
完全很可惜，很多人读这个没有兴趣。
However, a lot of people, when they read this part concerning the genealogy, they find it very boring.
其实这本圣经就是这一段最伟大。
But the whole Bible, this is in fact very important.
而且里头看到是很多这些神的奥秘在里头。
And within this chapter, there are hidden the mystery of God.
那现在我们看马太文第一章的十六节。
Matthew chapter 1 verse 16.
第一章的十六节啊，这里说。这里很重要的一个，刚才我们看到，按肉体说是从大卫的后裔生的。那现在我们要看这个，从大卫的后裔生的。
Now we're going to study about the descendant of David.
看到第十六节。
16.
这个雅各啊，生约瑟。
Jacob is the father of Joseph.
雅各是。大卫的后裔。
So here we see that Jacob, he's a descendant of David.
那约瑟，就是玛利亚的丈夫。
And Joseph is the husband of Mary.
那这个称为基督的耶稣是从玛利亚生的。
And this person called Jesus is born of Mary.
好，那这一十六节跟前面的啊第二节到十五节这有什么差别呢？
So what is this different from this verse and those verses that come before?
好，我们看见前面第二节到十五节是谁生谁啊？雅各到十六节说雅各生约瑟。
From verse 2 onward, we read about who gave birth to who. Abraham was the father of Jacob all the way until Joseph.
嘿，都是这样传下来的啊。
And it continued on.
但是到这里啊，说那称为基督耶稣的是从玛利亚生的。
And in verse 16 it says that of whom was born Jesus was Mary.
按照人的家谱。
And it's according to the genealogy.
约瑟啊，是玛利亚的丈夫。
Joseph is the husband of Mary.
所以基督也称为啊，好像就是从约瑟啊这样来的。
And therefore, Jesus is from Joseph.
但是按照属灵的来说
，However, from a spiritual perspective,
创世纪我们看到神的这个预言是女人的后裔。
In Genesis, we read that this prophecy that this descendant of the woman
就是玛利亚生的。
Here it says that the descendant of Mary is Jesus.
那玛利亚怎么生？
How did Mary give birth to Jesus?
十八节这一段就说明了。
Verse 18.
童女生孩子啊。
And this is how Jesus was born from Mary was a virgin.
从圣灵来的。
And she was conceived. He was conceived by the Holy Spirit.
如果主耶稣不是从圣灵来怀孕生的。
If Jesus is not conceived from the Holy Spirit,
他就不可能从死里复活。
Then he would not be resurrected from death.
死了，埋葬了就没了，跟一般人一样的啊。
And he would just like an ordinary person after when he died, he would be buried.
但是保罗在这里罗马书刚才所看到了。
Just now we read in Romans.
我们再看一下啊。Let's
turn to the book of Romans.
第四节。
Chapter 4.
第四节就说，他说按圣善的灵说。
第几章第几节？
第一章第四节。
Chapter 1 verse 4.
罗马书第一章第四节。
And who through the spirit of holiness was declared the power to be the son of God.
这里说讲到基督啊，按圣善的灵说。
And here it says that it's declared with the power of the son of God.
因从死里复活，显明是神的儿子。
By his resurrection from the dead that Jesus is our Lord.
他是从圣灵生的。
So here we see that Jesus is born of the Holy Spirit.
所以他能从死里复活。
And therefore he can resurrect from the dead.
他称为神的儿子。
And he's called the Son of God.
按照肉体说。
And from the physical point of view.
他是大卫的祖孙。
He is the descendant of David.
所以他有这个家谱在这里。
So that's why we read about the genealogy in chapter 1 of Matthew.
这个是。从马太文第一章我们很清楚看到了。
And this is what we can see very clearly in the book of Matthew chapter 1.
所以从马太文第一章这里就看到啊，整个旧约的一个成全。
So in the book of Matthew chapter 1, we see the fulfillment of salvations.
神的应许成就了。
And the promise of the salvation is being fulfilled to Jesus.
好，那么这个整个四福音里面呢，就记载主耶稣基督怎么样来成全了神的救恩。
And within these four gospel books, it talks about how Jesus Christ fulfilled the plan of salvation.
从他的降生啊，他的传道，他的长大，他的传道，他的受死，他的复活。
From time that he was born, the time when he was preaching, the time he died, and the time he resurrected.
这个我们就不谈了啊，大家很清楚啊。好，那接下来啊，主耶稣复活要。完成救恩就回去了。
Now Jesus, he has completed the plan of salvation. He resurrected.
那在主耶稣成全救恩之后，接下来
when he fulfilled his plan of salvation, what happened next?
接下来要进入这个传扬、这个施行救恩的阶段。
Next, we're going to move on executions of salvation.
因为救恩既然已经成全，就要开始去推行了。
Now the plan of salvation has been fulfilled. Next thing is to execute this.Plan.
神要拯救万民的工作就要开始了。
Now this plan of how God is going to save all mankind starts from now.
要怎么开始？
How does it start?
主耶稣要回去之前呢，最后对门徒的嘱咐。
And before Jesus departed, he said a last word and instructions to his disciple.
那现在我们看这个主耶稣的这个
And what did Jesus said?
我们先来看这个马可福音。
Let's read the book of Mark.
马可福音的十六章。
Mark chapter 16.
那怎么样去施行这个救恩
？How did he fulfill this plan of salvation?
马可福音十六章十五节。
Verse 15.
十六章十五节。主耶稣对他们说啊，你们往普天下去传福音给万民听。
Here the Lord said to the disciple, go into the world and preach good news to all creations.
信而受洗必然得救，不信的必被定罪。
Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved, but whoever does not believe will be condemned.
来再看马太福音二十八章。
Matthew chapter 28.
马太福音二十八章。马太福音二十八章十八节。
Matthew chapter 28 verse 18.
二十八章十八节。耶稣今天呢对他们说，天上地下所有的权柄都赐给我了。
Then Jesus said to them, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me.
所以你们要去使万民做我的门徒。
Therefore go and make disciples of all nations.
所以奉父子圣灵的名给他们施行。
Baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son of the Holy Spirit.
凡我所吩咐的你们的都要教训他们遵守。
And teaching them to obey everything I've commanded you, and surely I'll be with you.
我就常与你们同在，直到世界的末了。
Always to the end of the age.
这是主耶稣要回去之前呢，对门徒的一个托付。
And this is what Jesus commanded and gave to his disciple before he left.
传福音给万民听。
He instructed them to preach to the whole nation.
叫信而受洗的人做主的门徒。
And for so ever believe will be the disciple of the Lord.
教训他们遵守主耶稣所吩咐的。
To teach them and to ask them to obey what the Lord has instructed them.
那就很清楚了啊。那接下来怎么去做？怎么去做这个事情
？Next, how should they do this?
两件事情哦。
There are two things that they should do.
传福音。
First is to preach the gospel.
施洗。
Next is to baptize.
这个救恩很重要，就这两件工作。
And these are two very important things about salvation.
传福音给万民听。
First is to preach to all nations.
这个不是简单的事情。
This is not an easy thing to do.
再来就是施洗，施洗这个是权柄的问题。
And the second thing is baptism.
这个是拯救的工作。
Baptism is the work of salvation.
那么最后就是教导他们遵守主的这个吩咐。
And the last thing is to have them obey the teaching of the Lord.
这要怎么样去做这个工作
？How do you do these three work of salvation?
看路加福音二十四章。
Let's turn to the book of Luke.
看路加福音二十四章。
Chapter 24.
路加福音二十四章。
Luke chapter 24.
路加福音二十四章，我们从四十七节看。
Verse 47.
这里说，人要奉他的名传悔改赦罪的道，从耶路撒冷直到万邦。
Here it says, repentance and forgiveness of sin will be preached in his name to all nations.
那你们就是这些事情的见证。
And you are the witnesses of this thing.
四十九节
Verse 49.
我要将我父所应许的降在你们身上。
I'm going to send what my father has promised.
你们要在城里等候，直到你们领受了从上头来的能力。
But stay in the city until you have been clothed with the power from high.
这个很重要。
This is very important.
上头来的能力要等候。
Here it says that you have to wait for the power from high.
那这个看到使徒行传
Let's turn to the book of Acts chapter 1.
为什么要等候这个能力？这个能力到底是什么
？What is this power from above？
看第八节。
Let's read.
就是
Acts chapter 8.
主耶稣升天的那个之前的那一刻。
Sorry, chapter 1 verse 8.
最后交代了一句话。
Chapter 1 verse 8, book of Acts.
使徒行传第一章第八节。说但圣灵降在你们身上，你们就必得到能力。
But you will receive when the Holy Spirit comes on you.
不要在耶路撒冷、犹太全地和撒玛利亚，直到地极，做我的见证。
And you will receive the power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem.
领受
and to all Judea.
啊，领受圣灵的上头的能力，就是为了要传福音、做见证，一直到地极。
To receive this power from above is to be the witnesses for all the gospel in Judea and Samaria to the end of the earth.
还有呢，还有一件重要的。
Another very important things.
看约翰福音二十章。
John chapter 20.
所以四福音呢，一卷都不能少，少了的话，这个救恩就不完全。
We cannot miss any book of the four book of gospel.
看约翰福音二十章。
John chapter 20,
verse
21.
救恩的 要实行呢，就是、
In order to fulfill this work of salvation, you've got to depend on the Holy Spirit.
没有圣灵的话，你没有办法去实行这个救恩。
If there's no Holy Spirit, it's not impossible to fulfill this work of salvation.
看21节。
Verse 21.
21节，耶稣又对他们说啊，愿你们平安啊，父怎么样差遣了我，我也照样差遣你们。
Again, Jesus said, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, I am sending you."
好，说了这个话，就让他们出一口气，说你们受圣灵。
Verse 22, and with that, he breathed on them and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit."
你们赦免谁的罪，谁的罪就赦免。
If you forgive anyone his sin, they are forgiven.
你们留下谁的罪，谁的罪就留下。
If you do not forgive them, they are not forgiven.
圣灵啊，不但是得能力去传福音。
Therefore, the Holy Spirit is not only to give this power to preach the gospel,
还要领受赦罪的权柄。
But it also has this authority to forgive the sin.
因为要奉主的名为他们施洗。
Because they need to baptize all nations in the name of the Lord Jesus.
所以今天这个洗礼是赦罪。
Today, baptism is for the remission of sin.
信而受洗，罪得到赦免。
Believe and be baptized, and your sin will be forgiven.
好，不信的必被定罪。
Whosoever do not believe will be condemned.
我们把他的罪留下了。
Because the sins remained.
等候审判。
And the judgment, and waiting for judgment.
所以要靠这个圣灵来施行这个洗礼的权柄。
And therefore, the Holy Spirit is important.To carry out this authority of baptism.
这个也是救赎的权柄啊。
And this is the authority of salvation.
所以现在我们就讲到救赎的这个施行。
Now we're talking about the executions of salvations.
这个是借着教会。
This is through the church.
啊，那教会呢是靠着圣灵，啊，圣灵借着教会来施行，来施行这个工作啊。
And the Holy Spirit, through the church.Will carry out this work of salvation.
所以现在进入使徒行传了啊，现在进入使徒行传。
And now we will enter into the book of Acts, period of Acts.
所以从创世纪到现在第六段，这个就是使徒行传了啊。
And since the book of Genesis until this topic on executions of salvation, we shall dwell onto the book of Acts, the work by the apostle.
那么这个救恩的施行呢，分为两个事情。
The executions of salvations can be divided into two periods.
圣灵的施行救赎的工作呢，分为两个时期。
And the work of the Holy Spirit can be divided in two periods.
就是秋雨的圣灵、早雨圣灵以及春雨、晚雨的圣灵。
And the first period is the autumn rain, which is the early rain.Then the spring rain, which is the latter rain.
好，那么按照主耶稣的这个计划
，and all these according to the plan of the Lord Jesus.
圣灵降临之后
，after when the Holy Spirit has descended,
靠着圣灵的能力开始施行这个救恩
，and with the power of the Holy Spirit, they will carry out the work of salvations.
好，施行救恩的工作，以传福音做见证，再来为人施洗，罪得到赦免，然后。教训他们遵守主的教训。
And the work of salvation starts from preaching the gospel, baptizing them, and then for their sin to be remitted, finally they will have to obey the teaching.
工作的这个顺序从耶路撒冷开始起点。
And the work starts from Jerusalem.
在犹太全地撒玛利亚。
Until then in Judea and Samaria.
然后就是一直到地极。
Until The end of the earth.
那现在我们看到这个岛屿圣灵，他的工作 是要做到什么地步啊。
Now we're going to talk about this often rained, the work of the Holy Spirit, in the early period.
好，朝雨圣灵啊，就是秋雨的圣灵。
The early period is also called the autumn rain.
秋雨的圣灵是撒种。
During this period is a period of sowing the seed.
建立，从这个圣殿来讲，就建立根基。
It's to lay the foundations of the temple.
就像所罗门的圣殿。
It's just like the temple of Solomon.
所以这个早与圣灵的工作，《使徒行传》就记载，他这个把教会的这个根基，这个圣殿的初期的这个圣殿的规模，把它建立起来。
So,The work of the Holy Spirit during this autumn rain is recorded in the book of Acts, where the apostle laid the foundations of the church.
把福音的种子呢撒下去。
And where they sow the seed of gospel as foundations.
我们现在看一下这个，现在看当时他们所做的啊。这个使徒耶稣升天之后。
After when Jesus has resurrected,
他们就在耶路撒冷等候，按照主的吩咐。
According to the instructions of Jesus, they waited in Jerusalem.
好，那第二章就是圣灵降临。
Chapter 2 recorded the Holy Spirit comes.
好，使徒行传第二章。
Acts chapter 2.
圣灵降临。
The Holy Spirit comes.
好，圣灵降临之后啊，他们被圣灵充满。
When the Holy Spirit comes, they are all filled with the Holy Spirit.
第十四节。
Verse 14.
这个彼得和十一个使徒就站起来做见证了。
So Peter stood up with the rest of the disciple, and he started to preach.
在这个之前呢，他们没有见证。
And before this, there was no preaching or testimony.
圣灵降临之后，他们就站起来做见证了。
Immediately after when the Holy Spirit descended, they stood up. Peter stood up and witnessed for the Lord.
我们现在来回过约翰福音来看一节圣经。
Let's turn to the book of John.
约翰福音十五章
，verse 15。
约翰福音十五章
，John verse 15。
这个传福音拯救万民的工作是圣灵和教会的工作。
To preach the gospel and to save all mankind is through the work of the Holy Spirit and the church。
看二十六节
，verse 26。
约翰福音十五章的二十六节
，John chapter 15 verse 26。
说，但我要从父那里差保惠师来，就是从父出来真理的圣灵，他来了就要为我做见证，你们也要做见证。
When the Counselor comes, whom I will send to you from the Father, the Spirit of Truth, who goes out from the Father, he will testify for me.
所以有圣灵的见证。
For a church, it must have the Holy Spirit, which is the Spirit of the Truth.
然后门徒一同做见证。
And the disciple will witness for the Lord.
两个人的见证就是真的啊。
And when two witnesses are similar, then they are the truth.
两个见证人才能成立啊。
And two will establish a church.
所以我们回再看回来这个使徒行传啊。
Let's turn to the book of Acts.
所以主耶稣吩咐门徒说，一等圣灵降临，然后开始做见证。
That's why here the Lord instructed the disciple that they should wait for the coming of the Holy Spirit.
那么第二章我们看到圣灵见证出现了。
And chapter 2 onward we see that the witness of the Holy Spirit started.
很多这些犹太人呢，看到圣灵，听到看见圣灵的这个见证，就集中到门徒这边来了。
And all the Jews, when they heard about this witnessing, they gathered themselves together.
因为对圣灵这个见证很稀奇，不了解。
Because for the first time they heard about this witness and they don't understand.
所以十四节这里说啊，彼得和十一个使徒就站起来做见证，来说明配合这个圣灵的见证。
And that's why in 14, Peter stood up with the rest of the disciple and he addressed the crowd and explained to them this testimony of Christ.
哦，这个见证一讲完，你看啊，很多人被感动了。三千人受洗。
And after when they have testified, they move the people who listened, and 3,000 were baptized.
好，从这一天开始，福音就在耶路撒冷兴起。
And it was from then onward that the gospel started from Jerusalem.
哦，兴旺起来。
And it prospered from Jerusalem.
那我们看到这个耶路撒冷的工作呢，到第五章啊，已经达到可以说是完成的阶段。
And until chapter 5, we see that the work in Jerusalem has come to a perfect stage.
我们看到第五章这个是达到这个完成的阶段，换到第十六节。
Chapter 5 is the stage of completions of spreading gospel in Jerusalem.
这个时候啊，你看到从十二节到十六节这一段的记载，在耶路撒冷的这个福音兴旺起来是哇那么大。
And chapter 5, verse 12 to 16, we can see that the work of the preaching of the gospel was greatly prospering in Jerusalem.
哦，你看彼得的影子这样，神迹奇事的显明是那么厉害。
And we can see that from all the signs and miracles and works of wonders.
从耶路撒冷四周围城邑都全都来了，所有的病全部都得到医治。
And from all around Jerusalem, people comes and they were healed of their illnesses.
福音一完成了，使徒就被抓了。
After when they complete this work of preaching, the apostle was then arrested.
现在我们看到二十八节。
Now let's read. Verse 28.
二十八节这里呀，公会的人对使徒说了。
Here, the Sanhedrin talked to the apostle.
说我们不是严严禁止你们不可奉这个名教训人，你们倒把你们的道理充满了耶路撒冷。
They said that we gave you strict order not to teach in this name, yet you have filled Jerusalem with your teaching and are determined to make us guilty of this man's blood.
耶路撒冷的道理已经充满了，完成了。
Now here we can see that Jerusalem was filled with the teaching.
所以第六章我们就看到新的阶段开始了。
So in chapter 6 we see the beginning of another work of spreading the gospel.
斯提凡的见证。
And that's the testimony by Stephen.
这是第二代的工人出现。
And this is the work of second generations.
使徒，这个是到耶路撒冷这使徒的工作。
The work until Jerusalem is the work of the apostle.
圣殿的根基。
That is the foundations of the Holy Spirit.
十二个使徒建立起来。
And it's worked by the 12 apostle.
那现在要向犹太群体撒玛利亚去推展。
And now from Jerusalem onward, they will spread to Judea and Samaria.
那这个时候要借着谁来推展呢？
And let's read about who is the person who's going to spread the gospel.
就是第二代教会所拣选的工人。
And this is another batch of worker that's chosen by the church.
所以第六章开头这一段就记载教会拣选工人这个第二代的工人。
And chapter 6 onward talks about the choosing of the second batch of worker.
这个工人是七个
And altogether there are 7 of them.
那第一个就是斯提凡。
And the first is Stephen.
第一个做见证被打死。
And he was the one who testified for the Lord and was stoned to death.
这是表示耶路撒冷的工作结束了。
So from then, from chapter 6 onward, we see that's the end of the work in Jerusalem.
看第八章。
Verse 8, chapter 8.
第八章呢，第一节。
Chapter 8, verse 1.
说从这一天开始，耶路撒冷教会就大遭逼迫了。
On that day onward, this persecution broke out against the church at Jerusalem.
这句话我们要记住
We must remember this.
末后真教会也是会碰到。
At the end time, our true church will also face great persecution.
什么时候会遭大逼迫？
When will be the time that we'll face great persecutions?
工作完成的时候。
After when the work has ended.
现在还不会。
Now, this is not going to happen.
到最后我们会讲到这一点。
In the end time, at the end of this lesson, we'll talk about this.
那就要结束的时间了那么这个耶路撒冷既然工作完成了。
Here it says that the work at Jerusalem has completed.
所以斯提凡被打死，教会遭大逼迫。
And Stephen was stoned to death, and church was greatly persecuted.
使徒呢，持守，固守在耶路撒冷。
However, the apostles, they still stay in Jerusalem.
所有的门徒都分散出去。
And all the rest of the apostles, they were scattered.
到犹太和撒玛利亚各处。
They were scattered throughout Judea and Samaria.
第四节。
Verse 4.
所以那些分散的人往各处去传道。
Those who had been scattered, they preached to wherever they went.
接下来就记载这个腓力在撒玛利亚的工作。
And following talks about the work of Philip in Samaria.
哦、非常兴旺、哦、
And the work of the gospel is prospering in this place.
这是第二代工人的工作，教会所选立的工人呢、啊。
And this is the work of the second batch of the worker chosen by the church.
不是使徒去做的。
It's not done by the apostle.
好，那就叫犹太全地撒玛利亚了、
哦、And all the gospel.Will then spread to Judea and Samaria.
第八章是要告那告诉我们福音进到第二个阶段。
Chapter 8 talks about how the work of spreading gospel enter into the second stage.
这个是圣灵的工作，非常活泼。
This is the work of the Holy Spirit and it's very active.
好，你看到这个二十六节啊。
Verse 26.
你看天使都参加工作。
Now an angel of the Lord appeared, and angel was involving in spreading the word.
来指示这个腓力啊。工作的方向
instructed to Philip the directions of his work.
接下来圣灵就告诉他贴近那个马车
following this the Holy Spirit instructed him to go into the chariot.
哇这个太监受洗了
So as we read on the eunuch was then baptized.
三十九节说
Verse 39
从水里上来圣灵就把腓力提走了
When he came up sent to another place
这个比飞机快啊
He traveled faster than taking a plane.
圣灵的工作很厉害。
And we see that the work of Holy Spirit is very amazing.
所以很快传遍这个犹太全地撒玛利亚。
And this is how this work of the gospel was spread so fast in the place of Judea and Samaria.
好，接下来就是要往外邦去了。
And from then onward, we'll enter into the stage.
所以第九章我们看到神的预备。
Where we'll spread to the Gentile.
预备一个外邦的使徒。
Chapter 9 is the preparations of a worker.
没有工人是没有办法去工作的。
If there's no worker, it's impossible to work.
所以工人要先出现。
Therefore, the worker has to appear.
扫罗被拣选。
And Saul was being chosen.
这个是神的预备工人啊。
And he is a worker that's prepared by God.
所以现在我们有海外班的啊，这个就是预备啊，神的预备啊。
And now the student of OMT, you have to take special notice that this is the work that's prepared by God.
看到第九章你就知道了啊，自己站在哪里啊。
And in chapter 9, you can see where you are standing.
好，那工人预备了，第九章预备了这个外邦的工人呢。
In chapter 9, it's talk about the preparations of a Gentile believer.
好，现在看第十章。
Gentile worker.
第十章啊，神要打开福音的门。
Chapter 10 talks about how God will open the door of salvation.
哦，这个福音要进入外邦啊，这个不是那么容易的。
This gospel to enter into the Gentile is not easy.
这是一个新的时代的来临呢。
And this is the beginning of the next generations.
哎，因为犹太人的观念。
Next era.
犹太人认为他福音是他们专利的。
The Jews, they always thought that they are the one who hold on to all the gospel.
所以外邦人的接受福音这个门呢、啊，神要先把它打开。
So in order to open this door of salvation to the Gentile, then this door has to be open.
好像现在我们进入了这个世界宣道，完成这个世界宣道的工作，这个就是这个门要开的。
And it's just like right now, we have to open this door of evangelism to the world, and this door has to open.
那这个门是神打开的，不是人去开的哦。
And this door must open by God Himself, and it's not by man.
所以第十章你要看，为什么保罗一直说，啊，要为我们祷告，求神开传道的门，为什么会这样？
And that is why we can see why Paul kept asking the people to pray for him to open this door of salvation to the Gentile.
不是人的计划，不是人去开。
It is not through man's plan to open this door.
是神开了，我们进去。
It is God that opened this door, then we can enter into this door.
所以应该神先预备工人，然后打开门。
Therefore, God is the one who prepared the workers, and then He's the one who also opened the door.
天使告诉哥尼流去请彼得来。
Angel, he came to Cornelius.
好，那么这个彼得祷告的时候，神借着异象，主耶稣借着异象来启示他。
And it is through the prayer of Peter that God revealed to him.
他不了解的时候，三个人已经来，圣灵说下去，放心，跟外邦人去，不要担心。
And during the time when he didn't understand, the Holy Spirit instructed him to go to preach and tell him not to worry.
好了，彼得就到哥尼流家里去传福音了。
So indeed, Peter he went to Cornelius' house to preach.
全家受圣灵，所有的人都受圣灵受洗了。
The whole family of Cornelius' household they received the Holy Spirit and they were baptized.
外邦人接受福音的门开了。
And the door of salvation has opened to the Gentile.
所以当我看回去啊，就争论了。
And from chapter 11 onward, it talks about some argument that follows.
彼得就被叫去了，哎，怎么到外邦人家去？
And Peter was then called to explain for his action of spreading the gospel to the Gentile.
那彼得就跟他说明了。
And Peter started to explain.
不是我自己去的，我怎么敢去？
He said it was not me that I went ahead.
圣灵叫我去的。
It was the Holy Spirit that instructed me.
神吩咐他来找我的。
It was the Lord that came to me and instructed me to spread the gospel.
圣灵为这个事情做见证了，他先开了，圣灵先给的。
And it was the Holy Spirit that came and guide us, and it was He who led me to spread the gospel.
好了，那么接下来彼得说明之后，大家就明白了。看十八节。
Verse 18.
门开了啊，第十一章的十八节。
Chapter 11, verse.18.
众人听见这话就不说话了，只归荣耀与神，说这样看来神也赐恩给外邦人，叫他们悔改得生命了。
When they heard this, they had no further objections and praised God, saying that so then God has granted every, even the Gentile, repentance unto life.
啊，外邦人开了。
So the door of salvation to Gentile has opened.
所以接下来就是向外邦去了。
And following this is preaching to the Gentile.
十九节这个是门还没开以前，他们不敢。第十九节。
Verse 19 onward.
说那是。
Before the door was opened, they were afraid to preach to the Gentile.
回过头来记载那个事情，那些世上的人开始的时候，他们是不敢向外邦人做见证。
In the beginning, they were afraid to preach the gospel to the Gentile.
只有向犹太人。
And they would only preach to the Jewish people.
好，到二十节啊，这个门已经开了。
From verse 19 to verse 20,
他们到了安提阿。
Onward, it talks about the gospel spreading to the Gentile. Now they are in Antioch.
他们也向这个外邦人、希利尼人呢传讲主耶稣。
So now here we can see that they start to preach to Gentile like the Greek.
二十一节说哈。
Verse 21.
说主与他们同在啊，信而归主的人就很多了。
The Lord hands was with them, and a great number of people believe and turn to the Lord.
这个风声就传到耶路撒冷的人耳中，就是使徒的耳中了。
And the news of this reached the ears of the church of Jerusalem.
他说就打发这个巴拿巴出去。
So they sent Barnabas to Antioch.
从耶路撒冷一直走到安提阿。
All the way from Jerusalem to Antioch.
所以这个巴拿巴被称为使徒。
Barnabas is called apostle.
为什么？
Why is he called apostle?
因为他代表使徒。
Because he represents the apostle.
使徒没有去了，都没有出去。
The apostle they did not go.
他们要固守在耶路撒冷，就是根基地啊。
They had to guard at Jerusalem. That is the place of foundation.
这个时候大逼迫，如果使徒跑了，大家说，使徒都跑了，那我们都跑，这个根基就倒掉，这个教会就垮掉了。
It is because during the time they were facing great persecution in Jerusalem. Therefore, the apostle, they cannot leave Jerusalem, but had to guard the place where they laid the foundations.
所以我们看到，为什么这个时候使徒不去，他就拆办了吧去。
So here we, in verse 22, We read that the apostle, they didn't go, but they sent Barnabas.
这个巴拿巴是最受使徒们所器重的。
Barnabas is a worker that were valued by the rest of the apostle.
所以他们全权代表使徒出去，一直走，出去看教会。
So Barnabas, he with authority, he was being sent to Antioch.
所以这个巴拿巴被称为使徒。
And here, Barnabas, he is regarded as apostle being sent.
好，那么这个巴拿巴就到安提阿来了啊。
So Barnabas, he came to Antioch.
哇，他看到哇，这里的圣工这么活泼。
And when he arrived, he saw the work of the gospel so active.
二十五节。
Verse 25.
他就跑到大树去找扫罗了。哎。
And Barnabas went to Tarsus to look for Saul.
神所预备的工人。
And it's a worker that's prepared by God.
没有一个人是自己跑出来的哦。
None of this person suddenly appear by themselves.
使徒是耶稣亲自拣选的。
Apostle are the people that specially chosen by the Lord Jesus.
第六章那里七个人呢、啊，是使徒跟众教会所拣选的。
And in chapter 6, the new batch of workers were also chosen by the church.
好，那么扫罗主耶稣拣选呢，预备在那边。
And for Saul, it's the same as chosen by the Lord Jesus.
他一直等候等候。
And Saul was waiting.
啊，到这个时候，时候到了。
Now the time has come.
神就借着这巴拿巴去把他找出来了。
So it's through Barnabas that he went to Tarsus to look for Saul.
那这样我们就会看得很清楚啊。
So we can see all this very clearly.
今天属灵的教会这个工作是怎么进展的啊？
How is the work being carried out in the church? With the Holy Spirit.
那么扫罗来这边的一年的时间，跟巴拿巴在那边学习啊。
So Saul, with this period of time, was learning with Barnabas.
好，那到这个十三章。
Now let's read verse.
十二章这个也是记载耶路撒冷。
Chapter 13.
耶路撒冷教会那边受到了逼迫。
Chapter 12 talks about the persecution in Jerusalem.
好，那么十三章就开始了外邦的这个福音开始了。
And in chapter 13 onward, it talks about the first missionary trip to the Gentile.
所以圣灵啊，就啊，借着安提啊，所以安提的教会这个是外邦宣道的中心。
And Antioch is the center of preaching to the Gentile.
好，我们看到第二节，十三章第二节，圣灵就说要分派巴拿巴跟扫罗出去了。
Chapter 13, verse 2. So the Holy Spirit instructed to send Barnabas and Saul for the work.
圣灵的差遣。
Here it says the Holy Spirit sent.
他们开始向外邦传福音。
And from here onward, they start to spread the gospel to the Gentile.
好，那第一次的话，巴拿巴带着扫罗一起出去。
So, for the first stage, Barnabas took Saul with him.
啊，这个巴拿巴就是一个带领的角色。
And here, Barnabas is the leader.
因为他是一个圈位子，他这个恩赐就在这里啊。
And he's a person who can counsel others, and this is his gift.
就好像这个火箭呢，就要把这个卫星送到太空，火箭到一个地方就脱离了。
It's just like a rocket that will send a satellite to the space, and until when it's being sent, it will be then separated from the satellite.
所以十三章我们看到十四章，这个是保罗啊，这个巴拿巴把保罗这个外邦的使徒啊，把他送出去。
And here we see in chapter 13, Barnabas starts to send all those apostles to preach the words to the Gentile.
好，然后这个到十五章这个时候又重新出发，第二次的就巴拿巴跟保罗就分开了。
And from verse 15 onward, we come to read that Barnabas and Saul then separated.
所以从十六章开始呢，就是扫保罗外邦使徒的工作了。
And from 16 onward, it's a work of spreading gospel. To the Gentile.
好，那以后一直到保罗一直从借着安提阿这个做宣道中心呢、啊，一直向外邦，一直每次一次比一次更远，一直向外邦推进。
And from chapter 13 onward, we come to read that the gospel keeps spreading afar from Antioch.
保罗当时他按照他的心意，他的这个心智。
According to the determinations of Paul,
他有一个很大的一个期望。
He has one very great vision or hope.
要赶快完成主耶稣说，把福音传到地极，完成这个工作。
Very anxious to spread the gospel, according to as instructed by Lord Jesus, to the end of the earth.
如果他完成了，今天就没有我们了，我们就没了。如果他已经完成，我们就没了。
If indeed he had completed the work of salvation, preaching to the end of the world, then we are not here today.
但是神的计划不是这样子。
However, this is not plan of God.
好，我们现在看保罗当时的这个心智啊。
Let's read about the determinations of Paul.
我们看罗马书。
The book of Romans.
看罗马书。
Book of Romans.
今天我们 这个保罗这个心思啊，其实是啊，要做我们的榜样的啦。
We have to learn from the determinations of Paul.
我们看到十五章的二十三节。
Romans chapter 15:23。
当时保罗的那一种传福音的心思，就是今天末世真教会应该要具备的。
And this kind of vision or determinations that Paul has is what we should learn from as a member of the true Jesus Church.
好，保罗在这里说，但如今呢，在这里再没有可传的地方。
And here it says that there's no more place for me to work in this region. Verse 23.
而且这好几年呢，我切心想要往西班牙去。
And since I have been longing for many years.To go to Spain.
去的时候可以到你们那里呀、啊，盼望从你们那里经过得见你们，先与你们彼此团契，然后心里差不多满足，容你们这个送行。
And I hope to visit you by passing through and to have you assist me in my journey there after I enjoy your company for a while.
当时的西班牙就是地级。
Here, Spain was regarded as the end of the earth at that time.
在过去就是没有，就大海了，没有。
Because after Spain is the ocean.
他就是要尽快把这个福音传到地极。
And here Paul, he was so determined to spread the gospel to the end of the earth.
所以是要去之前，事先写这个罗马书信带给罗马教会。
And before he take on this journey, he wrote these letters to the members of Rome.
好，那从使徒行传我们看到。
And from the book of Acts, we can learn.
后来保罗啊，他。免费坐船到罗马去。
And that Paul, indeed, was able to, sail to Rome.
他一直祷告啊，希望神帮助啊，按照神的旨意让他能到罗马地方去。
And he kept praying, and asked the Lord to guide him to Rome.
结果神的美意让他不用花钱就可以到。
And indeed, it was a wonderful will of God that he didn't have to spend a penny, and he was able to go to Rome.
非常奇妙的啊！
It was indeed a miracle.
可是呢，他到罗马就没有到西班牙去。
However, that was how far he got to. He didn't get to Spain.
所以圣经就记载到这边就没了。
And so this is where it stops.
我们看到这个结束，《使徒行传》的这个结束。
In chapter 27 in the book of Acts, where Paul sails for Rome.
使徒行传二十八章。
Chapter 28.
三十节。
Acts chapter 28:30.
这是保罗到了罗马了。
This is time when Paul he had arrived at Rome.
说在自己所住的房子里头啊，住了足足有两年。
For 2 years, Paul stayed in his own rented house.
好，那三十一节说他放胆讲论神国的道。
And verse 31, boldly and without hindrance, he preached the kingdom of God and taught
将主耶稣基督的事情教导人。
About the Lord Jesus Christ.
并没有人禁止。
And nobody stopped him.
好，那么到这里啊，我们看到保罗的工作到这里。
So we can see that the work of Paul has arrived to the stage.
最后一句话说，没有人禁止就结束。
And here it says that it's without any hindrance that he preached the kingdom of God.
没有结束。
However, it didn't stop.